Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Yavra.
Amen.
An interesting Meiser of Sholem Shadron, the famous Magid, said that he heard once in the name of an Adam Gadol that this Adam Gadol wanted so badly to daven in a shul with the Ari HaKadosh. The Arizal was the Rebbe, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Cairo was the Rav, the Alshech HaKadosh was the Magid, and the Seva Charedim was the Shamash. Says, and they had such a zach, they had such a thing in the 1500s in Tzfat. You had these Gedolei Yisrael that were davening together. So explain to Shlomo Shojon, imagine what it was like to daven in such a shul with the Arizal, the Ari HaKadosh, the Beis Yosef, the Alshech, and the Seva Charedim. Says, I don't know who they waited for when it came to the shots, who was davening the Chazor Shots. Who can he wait for? He says, Avada, Haimilayim Afkis, which one are you going to exclude? It has to be that he waited for all four to finish. But he says, I heard once a Maisa. Said, I heard once that someone said over, he doesn't say from whom he heard it, but explains to Shon Sujon, they say a Maisa, that there was one time when they all finished one Esrei except for the Beis Yosef. And the Arizal, Vada the Ari was the Ari. So the Shliach Tzibur turned to the Ari, and he was waiting for the signal. What should he do? And the Ari told him to start Chazar Shashatz, even though the Beis Yosef was still down there. So everybody was a little bit surprised. Nobody, and we always wait for the Beis Yosef. We always wait for everyone. All of a sudden now the Ari gives us the signal that it's time to start, not to wait for the Beis Yosef. What's Pshat? So came the end of davening. And the Arizal told the Shamash, he says, close the doors. I don't want anyone to leave until I make an announcement. And the Arizal got up at the Bima and he says, I don't want anyone to think. And then I was Pogea Chalila Vachas in the covenant of the Heilig Beis Yosef, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Cairo. He says, but I want everyone to know that we always wait for the Beis Yosef to finish davening. But when he stops davening to continue learning, then we don't have to wait for him. And the Beis Yosef already finished his davening and he stopped for some learning. And we only have to wait for the Beis Yosef's davening. We don't have to wait for the Beis Yosef's learning. Ma Pesha Hadvarim, what's the explanation? Right when he stepped down from the beam of the Beis Yosef, got up with a smile. And he says, we all know the Arizal knows things that none of us here know. But I just want to affirm that what the Arizal said was right. Says, because I was davening Shmon Esrei until Shema Kaleinu, I had unbelievable kavana. But he says, I'm working on a difficult sugya now in the Shulchan Aruch. And when I got to Shema Kaleinu, my mind was diverted and I started thinking and learning. And it was at that point that the Arizal knew, I already finished my Shmon Esrei. I stopped davening and now I was learning. And you don't have to wait for my learning. So he wanted everyone to know that Arizal wasn't embarrassing me. He was right. And I'm here to tell you the galus of our Rebbe that we have amongst us. The power of what a davening is. But even a Beis Yosef admitted himself, I'm sure you and I would have loved to have his Shmon Esrei from Shema Kaleinu to L'Kayin Tzar. I'm sure by us there would have been the Gevaldik Shmon Esrei, but for the Beis Yosef, that wasn't the same thing. Wow. And we heard tonight about Rav Moshe Twersky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Hashem Yikodamo. We've heard a lot over the last few weeks about not only his Torah, but about his tefillah. And we heard that when he was much younger, he went Chodesh Elul to be Meshamesh just to watch Rav Segel, the Manchester Rosh Hashiva. He heard that he was a Gavaldig, Eben Hashem, a Gavaldiga, Baal Kavana B'tefillah, and he wanted to watch his Avodas Elul. And he stayed in proximity to the Manchester Rosh Hashiva. And we know Rav Pesach Kohn has made this story famous, that his brother once wanted Rav Segel to daven for a chayla, so he went without his permission, and he wrote the name in the side of the siddur of the Manchester Rosh Hashiva. He wrote the name of the chalif in the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, such gavaldiga kavan in the middle of Shmon Esrei, let him daven for this relative of mine, and he wrote it in without reshus. He wrote it into this gilead, to the side, to the margin, and then a few days later, he felt bad about it. He had charatis. He went over to the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, and he said, Rebbe, I just want to ask machila.
says, what are you asking me? He says, well, you see, I wrote in this. He says, you wrote him? I said, I don't know. He says, Rebbe, write by Rafainu. I know that you have Kavanah for the Chayus. I wrote in the name of the Chayus. He says, really? He says, I didn't notice. I didn't notice. I don't know what you're asking Mechila for. Because when the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva davened, every single word is what he looked at. And he paid attention to every single word. He never looked beyond the words that he was saying at that moment in time. See, he never even noticed a name written in the margin in the Gilyon right alongside the Bracha Rafainu. He says, you have nothing to ask Mechila for. That was the Kavanah of the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva. And we can only imagine the Kavanah that Ramosha Tursky, Hashem Yikadolah, that he had in the middle of davening, and that he went to learn by the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva. Can't imagine what it means, Kavanah and Tefillah. Comes this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayeshev. As a wonderful Sefer called Pnei Achama, from a Yid in Modin, he lived, Ramosha Galbein, and he talks about the Ramazim that appear as part of our Messiah at the end of every respective Parsha, and making note of how many psukim are in that specific week's Parsha. And so we have at the end of Parshas Vayeshev, how many psukim? 112. A Gematria Yabok. And that's the Messiah Yabok. What is Yabok? We know that Yaakov, you know, crossed Mavar Yabok. A Yabok is a Sheimokim that's mentioned several times in Chumash. And writes the Pnei Achama Venira, Shabali Yamasaira not to b'shem Mokum Zeh. Why in the world did they use the place called Yabok? 112, if you want to tell me the 112 psukim, you can come up with many words. I am the Sefer Gematria, so you can come up with many different Ramazim. Why did they pick specifically Yabok to highlight how many psukim are contained in Parshas Vayeshev and thus shedding light on the essence of what's really going on in this week's Parsha? And why did they pick the name Yabok? Bishum Shemarami is a golden malas tfiloso Yaakov Avinu and Nizkev Parsha. Yaakov Avinu's koach tfila mentioned in the Parsha, and because of his koach tfila, we wanted to highlight Yabok. I said, what in the world is going on? As he mentioned the Sefer Nesiva Shalom, not the Slan Mareba, different Sefer Nesiva Shalom, or Shalom Yosef Feigenbaum, who says that one remnant to Yabok 112, as that's how many years Yaakov settled in Eretz Yisrael. If you make the cheshbon, the appropriate calculations, 112 years, Gematria Yabok, and that's Vayeshev. Yaakov settled in Eretz Yisrael for the duration of Yabok, 112 years. I mean, how does that fit with his pshat? He was only zocha to settle, machmas tekoach hatfila. Because Yabok, Gematria 112, is Gematria Elokim and Shem Havaya. Elokim, Gematria 86, Havaya 26, Gematria 112. Mavra Yabuk is the tzir of Avaya and Elokim. Continues the Pnei Achama. At the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah Parsha Pei Dalet, Vayeshev Yaakov quotes a pasuk in Yeshayin and Zayin and Gimel, Bezakech Yatziluch Kibbutzayach, Bezakech with your Zaoka, your Tzaoka, your Koach Hatfila, those who gather together, that's what's going to save you. Continues the Medrash. That kinuso v'kinas bonav etzilum yad Esav. With what schus was Yaakov able to emerge unscathed from Esav? And was the schus of gathering together for tefillah. And that is the idea of that yinchal oretz a Yaakov a Yeshev. Yaakov only with the schus at tefillah. Hainu shamirish mavoyer. Shatzalosha Yaakov Esav achiv hu ayyadei. A kibbutz sayach, kilometers of to say, kinu sova kinus bonav shemeskansim kedei lespal of a litzik al Hashem. A Yaakov davened, and he got his children together to daven to scream out to the Almighty. Ayidei kach yinchal eretz sheinchal Hashem yisbroch liYaakov avinu saaretz. And how did that work? Because Yabok is Gematria 112, Gematria Havaya 26, juxtaposed to Elokim Gematria 86, Elokim midas adin Havaya midas harachamim. And with the midas harachamim joining. That's the Midas Adin of Elohim. He was able to be Chotech, to cut into the Midas Adin and bring about the Rachamei Shemayim to save himself from Lavan, to save himself, Vezbonov, from Esav, and from all the enemies and those who inhabited Eretz Yisrael. And Al Yadei, the Gematria of Yabok, the Hainu, the Tziruf of Shemavaya, Midas Arachamim overpowering the Midas Adin, Midas Elohim, Gematria 86. With that seraph, he was then able to overcome all of his enemies and settle in Eretz Yisrael, Gematria, Yabok, Gematria 112 years. Yaakov is tefillah. I thought Yitzchak is tefillah. And we don't have a parsha that deals with Yitzchak now being Marami, so the Koach HaTefillah. Asuka Yedalat Aman Aleph, Avayetar, and Yitzchak Avinu is Mahapech, the Midas HaRachamim, taking the Midas HaDina to Midas HaRachamim. That's why Yotar. Who's the Yomim HaTfilah? That's the Maral, the Gra, and the respective commentaries. Perkeos Allah Bays, I'll show Sifarm Alamomid Allah Torah. I'm holding Master Sodom Torah is Yaakov. Kamila Sodom is Avram and Avoda and Tfilu Bamakam Avoda Niskanos Kanegan Yitzchak. And it's a Mafurish is Orachonish and Chukes Pedal and Amanal. Yitzchak is the Yomanat Tfilu. A Megal Amukos, Ves Hanon El Hashem. Ves Hanon Gamachia 515. Gamachia Tfilu. Gamachia writes the Megal Amukos. Gamachia Yitzchak plus Rivka. Yitzchak 208. And Rivka 306, Yitzchak and Rivka 515, that's Gematria Tefillah. And they are the Amudia Tefillah. And yet, it's Davka and a Parsha about Yaakov's Tefillah, that we have a remez to Yabok, to Havayin Elokim. What was unique about the Koch of Tefillah of Yaakov Avinu? Perhaps the idea is as follows. And the Arizal had his Tefillah, the Beis Yosef had his, and different people with their different Kavanas. Yitzchak Avada was the Mespalel. He was the Avoda, the Korban. He didn't just give us a Tfilo called Shacharis, a conjugation of the Shachar. He didn't just give us a Ma'ariv Arvis, a conjugation of Erev, correlating to the appropriate Zman. He didn't give us a conjugation of Tzarayim. He gave us Mincha, Pshuto Kemashmo, because that's what he was. He was a Mincha. He was literally an offering. He was a Korban. He was a walking Tfila. Vayitza Yitzhak Lasuach Basode. Ein Sicha La Tfila Shenemar Tfila Lani Kiyatov. Lefnei Hashem Yishbo Sicha. The Oni was always crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Oni is always davening for his next meal. Yitzchak goes out to the Sode. And what do we do in the Sode? We go to work. What does he do? He goes out to daven. He's davening 24-7, 360. He is a walking chifetz of tefillah. He's talking to the Eibishter 24/7, 365. That is the Amanat Tefillah. That's what he is, a korban. He is connected with Eibishter, writes the Meshach Chochma. You can't take a korban outside of Eretz Yisrael. You can't take Yitzchak outside of Eretz Yisrael, because writes Omer Simcha, he was mamish a korban. You can't let Yitzchak leave Eretz Yisrael, because a korban doesn't leave the makom of Kedusha. He was a walking tefillah. He was an ani. Yishpo Sicha, always pouring out his heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As if I were to ask you, what's the Indian of Yitzchak's Tefillah, it's the Var, that all of me belongs to Rebishter. Where's that Chiddush brought out? But the Rabusanaket in Esman of Tzarayim. And Shachar is to give yourself over to God. You're starting your day, you're asking for Rachem Yishmayim. And Mayrav, when you go to sleep at night, you're asking Rachem Yishmayim. Tefillah Tzarayim is what Kochi Motsumiyadi. I'm in work right now. I'm making money. I'm in business. And you're stopping everything you're doing just to daven mincha. That shows what? The money's not to my money. It's not Kochi Motsumiyadi Yosuli Yisachai Elazer. I belong to God. My work belongs to God. That's Yitzchak. Ani says, when I have nothing of my own. That's the Tefillah you see from Chazal and Brochas Chavavam and Beis. The Tefillah of Yitzchak. The tefillah of the Oni, ki yishbo sicho. The Oni writes the Piasetzer Rov and Savaziros. He's davening to Rebishter all day. He has the biggest rotzen to connect to Rebishter. Why? Because he gets up in the morning, God, I need breakfast. And he finishes breakfast, I don't know where I'm getting lunch today, I need lunch. He's kokulo dependent on the Rebishter. That's the Oni, and that's Yitzchak. He's a korban. Kokulo dependent on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the koch of the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu? Avad, as we mentioned in the past, Ve'amonos Chavaleilos, he's the koch HaTfilah in Golus, in the darkness of night. He gives us the koch of Amuna, a koch HaTfilah, but there's something more. Because let's go to how Yaakov Avinu himself describes his very own tefillah. Let's fast forward to Parshas Vayechi, to Perek Memches, Pasuk Chobeis. Asher lakartim yare mori b'charbi u'bekashdi. How does Yaakov describe his own tefillah? Becharbi u'bekashdi. The famous Targum Onklos. What's becharbi u'bekashdi? Bitzalusi uva'usi. With my koach tefillah. With my davening. That's how I conquered my enemies. Ask the mashkiach, Rav Nosa Meir Vachvogel, and the Lekur mashkiach in his Leket Rishimus HaTefillah. It's a beautiful kasha. Mechitesi, who told the Onklos to be Matargi in the Pozuk? The Pozuk says, Cherin Keshis, how could Targum say his Kavonis to Tefillah? We know that Yaakov fought the Adonai wrestling match with the Malach. We know that the Elvis fought. We know they fought in wars. Maybe he was telling his sons this sometimes. He got it. David is Vani Tefillah, and yet David was Mechemes Mitzvah. David picked up the sword, so Mechitesi, maybe it means he picked up the sword. All right, the Mashkiach HaTeretzu, it's not a Mashal. He's telling us the Metzias of tefillah in the Olamas Haruchaniyim is what? It looks like a sword. Tefillah is achera. Tefillah is the keshes. Meaning what? When I'm davening down here, how does that tefillah appear in Shamayim? It's destroying all the Ra with the sword. It's chopping up the kochas of Ra. That's tefillah. Acher v'amiti bruchnis, that's tefillah. How do you destroy all the makatrigim? All the malachi chavola and all the makatrigim, the sultan who comes to be masted, who comes to be makatrig. We know that everything that happens down here is only a reflection of everything that's taking place in Shamayim. When Yaakov destroys the koch of Shor Shal Esav, then he can destroy him down here. And Yaakov is telling his sons, you know the cherev, shtel shtei pios, that's the koch of Yaakov's tefillah, is the sword, is the arrow, that's what cuts. How do you destroy and kill the mekatrigim? Eich mazizim atzeda kol asonim ayatei tefillah. Iyashu lagil deshem davarak. That is the Metzias Amiti in the Olam HaRuchni of what Tefillah is really doing. It's not the pshat that the Goyim are coming to fight, that the Makachim are coming to be masked in the, and now you daven all. So you daven. Davening now takes the form of a Ruchniistic sword that kills those enemies, that kills the Malachi Chavala. Where do we find the remnants to this? Brachas Dafayavan Alf. Mora says that when you say Kriya Shema Lamita, it's like your Ochei Zacherev Shal Shtei Pios Biyadam. And you see that it's a cherev, what? Kriya Shema Lamita. Who gives us the koach of Kriya Shema Lamita? Who gave us the Kriya Shema at night? And the darkness of Golos, that's a gift of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov gives us the Kriya Shema going into the night. Who gives us the gift of Shema Yisrael? Psachon and Vavam Nalef, Yaakov bestows upon his children. Shteit the Medrash Rabbah, he gave us the gift of Shema Yisrael. That's the gift of Yaakov. Shema Yisrael is the cherub of Shtei Pios, allows you to kill the Mekatrigim, to kill the Mazikin. And Yitzchak is the Tefillah of an Ani, Lefiyani Yastaiti. He's the Ani who's always davening. He's the korban who gave himself kokula over to Hashem as a mincha, as a korban mamish. That's the yesod of tefillah. But Yaakov was machadish a new musig in tefillah. And that is that what? That if you want to destroy the kochas hara, if you want to not stamazoi, take Hashem from the midah, from the kisei of racham, if you want to take Elokim that's in the world, midas adin, and you want to destroy the midas adin, you want to kill the midas adin, you want to kill the koch of the mekatrigim, who are saying did and did, and you want to bring upon it and overwhelm it and overshadow it, ach v'rak with midas harachamim, v'shem avaya Yaakov is midas harachamim. How do you do it? You take it with the koch atvila, that's what? That's the chet. That's the keshes that kills, that pierces, that cuts, that destroys. That's the koch of Kriya Shema Lamita that kills Mazikin. The metaphor, the moshel of Chazal, the choice metaphor is Davka the sword. That's Yaakovinu who says, my tefillah is the emistik echerev becharbi ubekashdi. That's the koch of tefillah of Yaakov Avinu. Ein Echanami Yitzchak gave us the musik tefillah like none other. And that's the one who davens 24-7. Yaakov is Torah, but he recognizes ma Torah l'chutz, ma tefillah l'chut. Yaakov, with all of his tyrant in the world, he says, Balamaisa, how did I destroy the Makatrigir? I also needed the Koach HaTfilah. And my Koach HaTfilah was the sword that caught, that destroyed the Satan. That's the fight, the battle. Yitzchak doesn't have to fight. Yitzchak is Kokulu the Korban. He gives himself over to Eivishtar. Meili's in Hashem's hands. He doesn't have to fight. Yitzchak didn't fight. Yaakov is the one who has to fight. Yaakov's Koach HaTfilah is what? Is the Harbi, is the Kashti. That's the ability of Yaakov. How did he settle in Eretz Yisrael? It's gevaldik to be in Eretz Yisrael, but Yitzchak was still a ger. Yitzchak can't settle in Eretz Yisrael. Vayeshev Yaakov, that's Yisrael's parasha. What was the schus to settle? How long did he settle for? Vayeshev was 112 years, Gematria Yabok. How? Yabok, Gematria Havayin and Elokim. The only way to settle, as Abister says in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have to fight wars. You're going to have to fight your enemies. And that which takes place physically down here is only after you destroy their koach of the sorrow. When you destroy them in the Olam HaRuchnius, it makes it very easy to destroy them down here. When they asked the Briskarov, they asked him by the Holocaust, he says, what are you? The Germans, they can only have a koach because we give them the koach. If we don't want to destroy them, we don't have to pick up swords and destroy the Germans down here. We have to pick up our swords of koach HaTfilah. And if we destroy the Germans, Yamach Shemam and Shemayim, then Mamela, they'll have no koach to defeat us down here. Charbi Ubekashti, Bitzlusi Vusi. You want to settle in Eretz Yisrael, you want to settle Benachas Ubesheket Ubeshalva, and then we have to destroy the Goyim in the Olamas HaRachonim, in the Olamas Lemaila. And how do we do that? With the Koach HaTfilah. It's usi va'usi. We have to muster up that ability to destroy the koach of the mastin, of the makatreg, to destroy all of his koach lamaila, and with that skus we'll be able, with the koach atfila befrat, to settle a vayeshev mamish, not just for 112, but the ultimate vayeshev, Yaakov, Eretz Kanaan, and Eretz Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem Yisrael, Be'ez Kol Tzedek, Be'ez Rav Yameinu.
Amen. 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 Amen.